You're listening to
Spam Jam Radio,
the best.
Jam 17. Yeah, I'll have the vegan sandwich, the beet fries with chipotle veganaise, a green salad with vegan dressing, and a hemp milk latte.
Certainly, sir.
Oh, and serve it all in a freshly butchered yak carcass, will ya?
It was during the worst storm of the century, with torrential rain and lightning striking all around, and winds of 150 miles an hour. I climbed a massive sheer cliff face, must have been 1,000 feet tall, with no safety rope, while venomous snakes struck out at me relentlessly from every crevice. I was bitten at least 30 times. When I reached the top, I fought off, with my bare hands, 200 towering warriors armed with massive swords, killing most of them. I must have killed tens of thousands of men in my life by now. The survivors took me to their leader, with whom I drank 38 shots of local rum till he passed out, after which I made love to the tribe's 24 most beautiful women all at once, satisfying each of them multiple times before allowing myself to finish. In fact, 8 of them committed suicide when I left, unable to face a future without me and my enormous, prodigious wang. Oh, excuse me, I must go and greet that man. I've been trying to get a hold of him for 60 years. This has been one of the best conversations I've ever had, but I'll say goodbye now.
Oh, okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Who was that?
Oh, that's Gerald. He's our CEO.
Your CEO?
Yes. Chief Exaggeration Officer.
Man, this menu's crazy. There's like 10 things I want to eat.
Me too. We should definitely get like 5 starters and like 3 mains.
Well, the salt and pepper squid for sure. And the Korean fried cauliflower.
Yeah, and these mini brioche toasties and pulled pork empanadas too.
They look amazing. What are you thinking for the bigger dishes?
Oh, these fresh ricotta gnocchi with burnt butter and sage are singing to me.
I'm kind of feeling the duck confit.
And fuck it, let's just get a whole deep-fried sweet and sour fish.
I'm so excited, I want to try everything.
It all looks so good. I'm so glad we found this place.
So let's get inside already. It's freezing out here. Hi, table for two, please.
Sorry, kitchen's closed.
Welcome back. We are talking to enigmatic frontman Ben Cockdiggle. Now Ben, before the break you were telling us about the Skinny Gigolo tour. So, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't that the only tour the band did as Fista Quim?
That's correct, Dennis. And actually, we only named ourselves Fista Quim because at the time, Muttsack was already taken. We were dead set on Muttsack, but turned out it was a ska band from Bristol. And not bad at all if you like bad ska. Thereafter, we renamed ourselves Crime Brulee, then Fat Love, and briefly Illegible Child. For a period in the 90s, we peeled off and did solo projects, Jerry with Enjoy Measles, Glued Babies, and I Love You But, and Franz teaming up with Guinea Pig Breach to go on tour with Primitive Ejaculation, The Unsmelled, and a host of other deep throat jazz legends. Of course, I still moonlight it for Schedula Oblongata on alternate Sundays, while teaming up with Endocrime and Just Like Hat to release not one or even two, but 3 soulful mid-afternoon jazz mashups, also featuring Shrimp Entourage and Exponential Sausage.
No, it was a good, but the plot kind of... Oh shit, I made a stain on your chair. Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Really? Awesome, I've been planning to do that for ages, but just haven't found the time. Now I don't have to worry about it anymore. Thanks, you're a superstar. Scratch that off my to-do list.
Hey, what did your mom used to do?
What, before she became a crazy coupon-cutting stalker?
Yeah.
Dietitian.
Ah.
Yours?
Before she became a paranoid recluse hoarder?
Yeah.
Court stenographer.
Cool.
How was the cake?
It was
Really? I thought it would be or even Nope, it was definitely
Writing.
This has been a Canter Loop production. Thanks for listening.